truth and honesty in politics can seem fleeting or non-existent. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Stitzline, professor of education and philosophy at the University of Cincinnati, gets us working to change this.
Honesty matters. Whenever Americans must figure out how to live together, we engage in civic reasoning. To reason together well, we must seek and tell the truth. A traditional philosophical account of honesty focuses on honesty as the virtue of being truthful, forthright, and sincere in pursuing an accurate account of an objective reality. But this account of an honest person focuses just on the behavior of the individual, rather than on how that individual's actions impact and are impacted by others. Rather than pointing fingers at liars as moral failures, we may have greater leverage to encourage honesty by highlighting what is at stake in our civic and political lives. Rising populism has significantly impacted why people are dishonest. Populism taps into the emotional responses of the people, uniting them against the elite. For populists, truth-telling emphasizes the sincere way in which one expresses the common-sense opinions and experiences of the people. It produces an affective response that makes things feel true. To head off tendencies toward sharing false information to shore up political allegiances, we should emphasize more expansive communities and how knowledge building works in them to facilitate successful civic reasoning. Taking up an approach rooted in traditional American pragmatist philosophy, we follow suit with populists in emphasizing personal experience. We focus on truth as that which works for us. Those are beliefs that enable us to understand the world and act in ways that serve our needs and those of others. We don't just stop at our personal desires in the moment, though. Rather, we look at their impact on others and in the long run. We determine what works through experimenting with our beliefs and testing them in light of our lived realities. Our ability to reason together well depends on cultivating the disposition to honestly determine and share the truth.
That was Sarah Stitzline of the University of Cincinnati. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.